At this affable portrait of Andrew Jackson, we've arranged a conversation between curators Carrie Barrett and Peter Kenny.
So, Peter, I love all the paintings in these galleries. One of my favorite is the Jarvis portrait of General Andrew Jackson, painted in 1819, about a decade before he became the 7th President of the United States. It follows on the heels of his great victories at the Battle of New Orleans. He's got a beautiful telescope in his hand and a sword on one side. He has all the attributes, beautiful belt buckle with an eagle on it.
Yes, this is a wonderful painting. Andrew Jackson is particularly interesting in the sense that we consider him the people's president. This is a time when many of the pieces of furniture that you see in the galleries around you today were furnishing the homes of middle-class people and upper-middle-class people, a growing part of the population. And these were the Democrats, many of them, that he was hoping to bring close to him. You mentioned the date 1819, and that's when he built his wonderful home in Nashville, as a matter of fact. And it was built in the Greek Revival style, which relates so well to the architecture we see in this interior. And this is America's first architecture. The gilded epaulettes and the gilded belt buckle that we see on Jackson are very much like the gilded ornaments that we see on the furniture. In fact, this furniture is often referred to as very masculine in the period. Grecian-style furniture, massive, monumental, and heavily ornamented. So in a sense, I think Jackson represents a standing, vertical, human version of an empire table, maybe.